credit history.
And money abroad conveniently with EcoBank International Transfers. EcoBank, a better way to bank without borders.
Political analyst expresses sadness with clergy in Zambia over ECL barrier impasse. President Hichilema commends Mingomba mine as key to strengthening US-Zambia relations. And Robert Mugabe's son to be deported from South Africa over firearms offense. Good evening. With the menus, I'm Margaret Mwanza. Political analyst Neo Simutani has expressed concern over the clergy's failure to effectively mediate in the ongoing impasse surrounding the burial of former President Edgar Lungu. Dr. Simutani says the clergy's perceived allegiance to either the ruling government or the late president's family has undermined their credibility, making it difficult for them to be trusted or listened to by all parties involved. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Simutani noted that it is unfortunate the clergy are failing to execute their mandate, which includes bringing together opposition sides for the common good. This is the downside of the clergy being involved in partisan politics. But if all sides were seen as neutral, one of the parties might have compromised and the matter brought to a close, said Dr. Simutani. Dr. Simutani said that the effectiveness of the clergy largely depends on their perceived impartiality, a quality he believes has been compromised in this case.
It is the fact they failed to mediate over the burial of Edgar Lungu. They failed. I know why they failed. Because they lack the moral authority. So they failed. They were taking sides. If they didn't take sides, they would have actually managed to bring the government and the Lungu family together. But because they are considered to be aligned to the opposition, government won't listen to them. That's why the whole thing has been contracted at this point.
Senior public health officer under the Ministry of Health, Nick Simfukwe, has expressed concern over the increasing number of non-communicable diseases, attributing the rise to the consumption of substandard products. Recently, the National Prosecution Authority and the Zambia Standards Compulsory Agency agreed to jointly prosecute individuals and companies supplying substandard products in a move aimed at protecting consumers, public health and the environment. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Simfukwe noted the initiative, saying it is timely, especially at a time when the country is battling non-communicable diseases. Mr. Simfukwe stated that introducing such an initiative is inevitable, particularly because some traders and companies have chosen not to comply with rules and regulations regarding the quality of products sold on the market. This is timely, especially as some companies and traders have become adamant about the kind of foods they place on the market, said Mr. Simfukwe. He has called on consumers to check the expiry date on every product before purchasing it to avoid exposure to preventable diseases.
From the public health point of view, when we inspect food, we check what is it that has been written on this particular food. Is it according to the required standards? Because every food has got required standards. But then also, not only that, there are diseases that come as a result of consumption of food that is not good. It could be that food has gone bad. It could be that food has expired the time it is being sold.
President Hakainde Hichilema says the newly commissioned Mingomba mine in Chililabombo district on the Copperbelt province should serve as a catalyst for strengthening relations between Zambia and the United States, emphasizing the importance of strategic partnerships in driving economic growth. Mr. Hichilema highlights the role of collaboration across sectors in creating sustainable value, noting that Zambia is positioning itself as an attractive investment destination by prioritizing cooperation with international partners. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony in Chililabombo district today, Mr. Hichilema revealed that government has undertaken a nationwide high-resolution geophysical survey to generate critical data aimed at guiding investors. This initiative will provide primary information to help investors make informed decisions on where to establish projects as the country seeks to expand engagement with foreign investors, said Mr. Hichilema. Mr. Hichilema expressed pride in the partnership involving ZCCM Investment Holdings, Cobalt Metals and other stakeholders, stating that the collaboration should yield greater benefits for all parties involved. He added that government is actively improving the operating environment to scale up investment in the mining sector and beyond. Mr. Hichilema also stressed the importance of ensuring that the mine contributes to local economic development by supporting small businesses and sharing value with communities and investors alike. He said the project, which is expected to produce about 300,000 metric tons of copper, has the potential to improve livelihoods and should be leveraged to raise living standards across the country. The president has reaffirmed that Zambia is open for business, citing the mine as evidence of growing investor confidence, promising job creation and expanded business opportunities. He further urged residents in surrounding communities to safeguard the mine, emphasizing that they stand to benefit directly from its operations and should avoid acts of vandalism. Glorious Bible Church overseer Benson Chisenga has proposed the replacement of religious education, RE, in schools with Christian education. Bishop Chisenga says there is need to align Christian lessons with national values and principles anchored in Zambia's declaration as a Christian nation. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Bishop Chisenga said focusing on Christian education in schools will ensure that learners are rooted in the Word of God, adding that exposure to multiple religions may distort children's cultural and moral upbringing. With the learning of other religions, the country has seen that children are not grounded in Christian teachings because the lessons are designed to accommodate different beliefs, said Bishop Chisenga. He added that prioritizing Christian education would help learners understand the Bible and incorporate Christian values at an early age. Bishop Chisenga further suggested that other religions should only be taught at a basic awareness level rather than in-depth study of their values and way of life. He emphasized that the Bible encourages raising children in the way they should grow, warning that ignorance of scripture can weaken families, society and the church at large.
Yes, religious education builds awareness. There's no doubt. If it's just building awareness about other religion, it seems okay. But Christian education would be a better replacement in my opinion, because Christian education will build conviction, not just awareness. It will build character, you know, not just awareness. And it will bring transformation in the lives of our children and not just awareness. So in a Christian nation like Zambia, I would suggest very, very strongly that religious education shift to Christian education.
In African news, the youngest son of Zimbabwe's late former leader, Robert Mugabe, is to be deported from South Africa immediately, a court of Johannesburg has ordered. Dlamini Mugabe pleaded guilty to pointing a firearm and illegally being in the country earlier this month after he was arrested following the shooting of a 23-year-old man at his home. The 28-year-old has also been ordered to pay a fine of $36,000. His co-accused and cousin, Tobias Matohose, who pleaded guilty to attempted murder, illegal immigration, possession of ammunition and defeating the ends of justice, was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Coming up shortly, Israelis double tap strike kills 3 rescue workers in Lebanon, officials say. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social and physical needs. The goal of providing